gospel. They might teach it and preach it, but they're not living it. They're not calling people out of repentance. Nobody was. Okay, if they're calling people into repentance, why are there worldly carnal people going in there? Well, called apart, set apart, holy. They're all claiming Christ that we've run into. Almost, of course, yeah, we did run into a few people who aren't even claiming Christ, and they're going in there because they said they love the music.
Yeah, well, isn't Jesus the one who said it's the sick that need a doctor, not the well?
Right, but it needs to be given to the truth. They're not teaching the truth here. See, I was talking about repentance here. People who repent turn from their ways to the ways of God. And then they're born again. The Holy Spirit would be within them. And if it's a Holy Spirit, shouldn't their lives be holy, godly, and set apart?
Yeah, but isn't music about worship?
Music is fleshly. The instrumental music is very fleshly. Read Ephesians 5 in the New Testament.
But David would send out the worshipers before the army.
But that's in the Old Testament. You said David, right? I'm deaf on this.
Yeah,
so
David.
That's why I'm sorry. I can't hear over here. So.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know.
Well, Lord, we just ask that you heal that.
No, it doesn't matter. Actually, it's a blessing because a lot of times the mockers walk on that side of the field. But anyway, what were we talking about? We're talking about fleshly Old Testament. David was in the Old Testament. We live in the New Testament, right? So we're supposed to worship in spirit and truth, not in flesh and carnality. And this brings up the question. Let me ask you this. When the music is going, if people are doing all this and they're swaying to the music, it's all their flesh, right? If the music were stopped, would they keep doing that and singing and worshiping God? Nope. They stop and they look around like, start the music again so we can worship. You see what I'm saying? It's fleshly. And the instrument today in the New Testament is in Ephesians 5. It tells us that. You know what it is? If you're a born-again child of God, your temple, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? The Holy Spirit is within you. Our heart, our lips to the Holy Spirit. That's the new instrument for God, not all this fleshly, carnal.
Do you feel like all music is carnal?
Well, if it moves the flesh, it is. See, I was just explaining to you in Ephesians 5 how we are to sing and share and make
so
a joyful noise.
You can't
death.
Move. If you move, then it's fleshly.
The issue isn't just the music here. It's worldly, it's carnal.
Can I step in 1 second?
Yeah,
do you know what's just going on? Two youth playing guitars right there, fleshly music, right? So forget the music. Those two youth yesterday were here. I witnessed to them.
Yeah.
They laughed and mocked at the righteousness of God, and LGBT was supported. Now, one of them could be an LGBT. This is the carnality, the sin, and the wickedness of the American church system. As long as you're strumming, doing instrumental music that moves people's flesh, you're okay. Forget the doctrine, the sin, and
but
the
isn't
wickedness.
It, isn't
David
it,
Crowder, hold on. David Crowder is going to be here. David Crowder
yeah.
is a music whore. So I use that term. It's in the Bible.
Wow.
The word whore is in the Bible, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
He sells music of God. He says he makes music of God for money. Women sell their bodies. Men sell their bodies for money. They're whores or whoredoms. David Crowder plays the same kind of instrumental music. He's linked to Roman Catholicism and Lecto Divina Contemplative Prayer, which is New Age, mystic, and demonic. So here's the point. Let me finish. Here's the point. No matter what goes on, it's okay as long as the music soothes my flesh. And that's what's wrong with it. Not just the instruments, that it's controlling people. Music is a drug, and it's the false doctrine and the ecumenicalism. Okay, the man that's running the show, I need to tell you, last year, everywhere I went, he pointed speakers at me to blast me out. This is how unloving he is. I'm on a public sidewalk here.
So can
today, you know what he just said? Hold on. You know what he just said? He goes, I'm calling the police on you. I said, what for, sir? He goes, you're making public videos. I said, public videos are absolutely legal. He called the police on me because I'm making a video. I don't care.
So can I ask you a question?
Did you hear what I said?
I did hear.
It's not just about the music. It's about sin and false doctrine and carnality.
And it's on the back of that gospel card I gave you yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of the lies of man-made religion, which is another reason why we stand against it here, because everybody's participating and practicing in that.
Can I ask one question? How many people have you brought to the Lord?
I knew you were going to say that. How many entered the ark with Noah in the wicked generation?
Well, I was just Noah's family.
There you go.
All the animals.
So I'm with my family, my wife, and we know other saints all around the world. But Jesus said in the last days it will be just like it was in the days of Noah. People eating, drinking, marrying, then sudden destruction. That's what's about to come. Don't look for many. If you look for numbers, you're going to be lost. The minority is the majority with God.
Amen.
You're with the minority, which is the sin in the flesh of the world.
Isn't the good news that Jesus came to...
I've been preaching it all day, the gospel.
Yeah.
But you don't live it.
But you have to repent.
If you're of this,
we
you don't live it.
We were talking about repenting. You have to repent if you're living in a willful sin.
Why do you have this on?
You don't
what
get
is
the
this?
Love of Jesus.
Are you security here?
She's a worker here. I gave her a gospel card yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, do me a favor. Go in there and tell those workers and the police in there that they're very impartial. Those cops came buzzing out here in like 10 seconds to tell me my amp was illegal. I had men in my face following my wife around, getting right in my face saying, please, sir, stand down. They did nothing. You go tell them, it's all on video, how impartial this place is.
And they talk about
Isn't it the kindness of God that leads us to repentance?
Yeah, leads to repentance. What's repentance? What's repentance, ma'am?
Repentance means to turn around, to change direction.
They haven't done that. God's showing kindness. When we show up and preach the word of God, that's kindness.
I think that's...
Amen. You want cookies, coffee, candy, but the preaching of the God.
What about the Lord is the one who knows the heart?
The Lord is the one that knows the heart?
Yeah.
He does, but guess what Jesus told us what to judge?
The fruit.
Yeah.
And
I don't know your heart. I know your fruit.
We see a lot of rotten fruit here.
A lot of rotten fruit
We haven't seen godly, holy fruit going in there.
I see people praying for other people.
Roman Catholics do that. Mormons do that.
Yes, but...
Muslims do that.
Even Gaia worshippers do that.
Actually, Jesus didn't pray with anyone. Mm-mm. Name one place where he prayed with anyone in Scripture.
He prayed for healing all the time.
He didn't pray.
He may not have prayed with people, but he prayed
Thank you for correcting
over
yourself.
People.
He didn't pray over people.
He said to pray in
He didn't. He said, demon, come out in my name. Be healed. It is as you said so. Jesus didn't pray with anybody. This is all ecumenical heresy and false doctrine.
I just think you're coming with a lot of law instead of the
okay,
love.
What
Jesus said, go sin no more. Jesus said, stop sinning lest something worse happens to you. Jesus said, be ye perfect.
I know, be perfect as I am perfect.
Okay, I want to say something.
Exactly.
What if it's not
You're not doing that here, ma'am.
The idea of repentance. What if these people are here hearing the sound of God, the language of God for the first time in their life?
Because the people calling them to repentance are LGB approving, Roman Catholic approving, selling the gospel approving. I can tell. Let me just say this. We're going to end this conversation. We're going to let you go. I can tell that the Holy Spirit is not in you because the Holy Spirit leads people to truth and they don't argue for sin and worldliness and false doctrine. They come to it. So I can tell by the evidence, neither of you are probably born of God. You need to repent.
You need to repent. We're judging your fruit.
You need to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Thank you. We love you.